everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be busting some animal myths with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is going to be about a scaly friend of ours, because we are covering a myth about the oh-so-wonderful goldfish. This episode is dedicated to you. I thank you so much for your generosity in supporting the show on Patreon, and I am so happy to have you join me on some more adventures as we learn together. A shout out to George Vlad for the ambiance used in today's episode as well. I wanted to start this series because there are so many animal myths out there. Some are more charming than others, but I am super excited to learn about today's myth. I have three primary exhortations for you. The first is that you put on some sandals or flip-flops. We only need those for where we are going today. And my second encouragement to you is to realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. For you, that might be in the head, in the neck, in the arms. Everybody in this way is different. But this is important because we don't want to be stiff as a board when we're going on our adventures. And so in your mind, you can start from the bottom of your feet and just relaxing each part of your body as you go up to the top of the head. As you guys know, on this show, we become jello. I did not mean for that to rhyme, but it came out that way. My last exhortation to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and journey with me as we go into the past in some ornamental garden ponds in China where the goldfish resides. Many opportunities for one to travel in the past, but one of the special things about our show is that we can do that whenever we want. The reason why we have come to this beautiful ornamental garden in China is because this is where the goldfish was first domesticated. They were initially bred from wild carp, and we have them to thank for their modern form. The myth we are learning about today is the one that says goldfish have only a 3-second memory. I have to admit that I believed this for quite a while, but the origin of this myth is not really all that well documented. But the general theory as to how it did, or the one that receives the most amount of credibility, is that the observations of the memory skills of the goldfish were only looked at in profoundly unstimulating environments, like in these garden ponds. This environment does not exactly foster, encourage, or give them an ability to showcase their memory capabilities. It is the equivalent of someone being put into a 6-foot box and then tested on how well they can jump. It's not really a fair standard, and the results of such a study would be a little unreliable. So the goldfish was domesticated over 1,000 years ago, and by the 17th century, goldfish were being traded to Japan, ultimately spreading to Europe and America. And today, it is a global pet. Goldfish were initially seen as symbols of good luck and fortune in Chinese culture, and this was the main reason for them being domesticated in the first place. Now, for risk that I ruin a future goldfish episode, I'm not going to talk too much about their biology and their physiology, just those aspects of them that pertain to their cognitive abilities. We want to answer the question, does the goldfish have a 3-second memory? The answer is no. For example, they exhibit behaviors that reflect learning and memory. They will avoid areas where they experienced negative stimuli, or they will return to places in which they found food, something that would be impossible without a kind of memory. But in a study environment, goldfish have been seen to respond to cues that highlight their cognitive abilities. They can be trained to perform certain tasks. This, of course, goes directly against the notion that they are just simple-minded creatures. Dr. Phil Gee from the University of Plymouth conducted an experiment in which goldfish were trained to press a lever to receive food. This might not seem very impressive, but remember, this is a test for a creature that is postulated to have a 3-second memory. The fish in the experiment learned to press the lever at specific times of the day, and this behavior would persist for weeks at a time. This provided solid evidence to the researchers that their memory span is at least a month. But then, in another study, researchers trained goldfish to respond to auditory cues for food. The amazing thing is that goldfish could remember these cues for up to 5 months. So, of course, this profoundly challenges the idea that goldfish can only remember up to 3 seconds at a time. There are over 13 million seconds in 5 months. I really pulled out the calculator for this one. So the cognitive and memory abilities of the goldfish were vastly understated. They have even been shown to be able to complete complex tasks. This includes things like navigating mazes, which requires not only memory, but also spatial awareness. And, of course, for these things to be true, they have to have the ability to learn. They have a learning capacity. They are not just some resetting organism every 3 seconds. They can differentiate between different colors, sounds, and shapes, which, of course, is indicative of different perceptual abilities. In one study, goldfish were trained only to respond to certain shapes or colors. And when they did so correctly, they would be rewarded with food. This demonstrates to us again that they can learn a behavior over time and that they have a decent memory with the ability to discriminate between different colors and shapes and other such things. Perhaps one of the most amazing things about their cognition is that research supports the fact that goldfish can recognize individual humans, particularly those who feed them on a regular basis. And one interesting aspect about this recognition is that the research shows that it is most likely not only based on visual cues, meaning mostly what they look like. They could also recognize individual people based on their movements and mannerisms. This is perhaps more theoretical and difficult to prove, but that is the direction in which the research points. So while goldfish might not be little Einsteins, they most certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, possess cognitive abilities and a memory that far exceeds this myth. They can learn, they can remember, they can differentiate between different things, and so what has been attributed to them is not the case. This is one of the reasons why I also think it is important for us to cover these myths. If the goldfish actually had a 3-second memory, they would still be a wonderful creature in their own right. But if an animal is seen inaccurately or just plain stupid, how people act toward them are of course going to be skewed by that interpretation. It seems to me a general fact of human nature that we tend to mistreat those things which we hold in a bit of contempt. Those things that we have a low view of, and there is a certain principle there that is worth thinking about. We have no issue stomping and stepping on different rocks and stones because they have no nervous system. They have no brain capable of feeling pain or being stepped on. And so there is the appropriate dignity and honor due to such a thing. But if you take a thing that is worthy of a higher amount of dignity, such as a living creature, like a goldfish, but then you place onto it characteristics that are almost like that of a rock, how we see things really matter, and it is important that we see things in accordance with reality. What a cool myth that we have learned about today. I don't think that we have done a goldfish episode yet, but that would be a really good one. Thank you again for your support. It really does mean the world, and I am so grateful that you have taken the time to join me on today's adventure, and I look forward to the next one together with the next animal. Take care.